Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily / Weekly podcast. And this is for week ending Friday, the 18th of September. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. Overall, it was a very positive week, but we'll start with the daily podcast. So this is for Friday, the 18th of September 2020. There were 545 ASX resource stocks traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, and that's up from 540 yesterday. Of the 545 ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, there were 251 with gains, significant increase from 147 yesterday. So that's a very positive stat there. There were 123 with no gains, and that's up from 120 yesterday. And this is another important stat. There was only 171 with a loss, and that's down significantly from 272 yesterday. So very, very positive way to end the week on some positive stats there. Let's look at the volume. The volume has also increased to 2.35 billion, and that's up from 2.04 billion yesterday. Therefore, the average volume has increased to 4.31 million, and that's up from 3.79 million yesterday. The average positive gain is a positive gain today of 1.92 average percent gain. And that's up from a minus 0.43% yesterday negative gain. So huge turnaround on the average positive gain there. Let's continue the good news and look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. And they were, at number one, we have is Redell Resources Limited, or Redell Resources Limited, ASX code RIE. And it had a percentage gain of 110% today. At number two, we have Caspar Resources, ASX code KAS. And it had a percentage gain of 76.67% today. At number three, we have Copper Molly Limited, ASX code COY. And it had a positive gain of 55.56% today. At number four, we have Lithium Power International, ASX code LPI, and it had a percentage gain of 37.50% today. And rounding off at number five is FYI Resources Limited, ASX code FYI, and it had a percentage gain of 34.78% today. So some huge positive gains and activity there for the top five, and congrats to all existing shareholders of those top five ASX resource stocks performing well today. All right, let's look at the commodities, best performing commodities today, and they were gold, copper, oil and gas, lithium and nickel, all performing well. The highest traded stock today was De Grey Mining Limited, ASX code DEG, and it had a percentage gain of 10.66% today. And as far as project locations, Yilgarn Creighton, which is located in WA, performed extremely well, as did Lachlan Foldbelt, which is located in predominantly New South Wales, Australia, but also Queensland and Victoria, Australia as well. So both those project locations performing well. Let's reflect the top 20 spend over the last 12 months, percentage spend of staff admin versus project spend. And that reflects at 64% on average of the top 20 over the last 12 months spent on staff admin, and a low 36% spent on projects. So perhaps there's questions to be asked of the boards of the top 20 there as to why so much money's been spent on staff admin. Let's look at the ERP statistics for today. There were 147 ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher that traded today that used an ERP software solution, and that's up from 139 yesterday. As far as the average percentage gain loss, it was at a a positive 1% gain average today, and that's up from a negative 1.36 average loss yesterday. So a great turnaround there. Volume is up significantly for the ERP as well. It's up to 967 million, and that's up from 546 million yesterday. So huge jump in volume there. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for today, there's only one that's using an ERP software solution. And let's compare the ERP top 20 staff admin percentage versus project percentage spend over the last 12 months, and it's at 42%. Now remember, listeners, the general average was 64% spent on staff admin. With companies using ERP software, it's 42%. So you can see they are much more focused on project spend, having 58% of money available over the last 12 months spent on projects. So that's a huge difference in focus of project spend there between ERP ASX resource stocks and ASX resource stocks not using ERP. All right, that concludes our MacCorp Daily podcast for today. We'll now move on to the MacCorp Weekly podcast. And again, this is for week ending Friday, the 18th of September, 2020. And again, overall, it was a very positive week for the ASX resource sector. There were 613 ASX resource stocks that traded this week with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And that's up from 603 last week. Of the 613 ASX resource stocks that traded this week, there were 329 with positive gains. That's a great stat, and that's up from 286 last week. There was 93 with no gain, and that's up slightly from 89 from last week. And there are 191 with a loss, and that's down from 228 with a loss last week. So heading in the right direction, they're all positive stats there. Let's look at the volume for the week. The volume is up slightly to 9.89 billion, and that's up from 9.30 billion last week. Therefore, the average volume is also increased to just over 16 million, and that's up from an average of 15.3 million average last week. Very strong positive gain average this week of 10.31%, and that's up from a 3.42% positive gain last week. That could be a touch skewed because there was significant gains with a couple of ASX resource stocks this week, but overall a very positive week with some great gains and activity. All right, let's continue the positive news, and we'll look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for this week. And they were Sangalio Energy Limited, ASX code SAN, and it had a positive gain of 2,050%, listeners. Let me repeat that, 2,050% gain for the week for ASX code SAN. At number two, we have East Energy Resources Limited, ASX code EER, and it had a positive gain of 1,100%. Yes, listeners, that's correct, 1,100%. So two extraordinary positive gains with two stocks this week. At number three, we have Redbank Copper Limited, ASX code RCP, and it had a positive gain of 263.16% for the week. At number four, we have Jupiter Energy Limited, ASX code JPR, and it had a positive gain of 114.29% for the week. And rounding off at number five is Copper Moly Limited, ASX code COY, and it had a positive gain of 100% for the week. So congrats to all holders of those top five best performing ASX resource stocks for this week. Some huge positive gains and fantastic activity. So again, congrats to all holders of those top five ASX resource stocks. Let's look at the best performing commodities for the week. And they were oil and gas, gold, copper and lithium, all performing well, especially oil and gas being the standout. As far as the highest traded stock this week, it was Maximus Resources Limited, ASX code MXR, and 42.59% of the company was traded this week. As far as best performing project location, the most standout location was Olympic Dan or Gawler Craton, and that's located in South Australia. Some great activity in that area and positive gains. Let's reflect on the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for this week and their spend over the last 12 months, their percentage of staff admin versus project spend on the last 12 months, and this is the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for this week, and the average is 60.21% average spend on staff admin over the last 12 months. That's extraordinarily high, and it's up from 52.78% average last week. So effectively, that means of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for this week, an average of 60.21% is spent on staff admin, and just over 39% spent on projects over the last 12 months. Sorry, listeners, but that needs to be a lot higher. We like to look at least, you know, between 50 and 60% spent on projects over a 12-month period. All right, let's look at the ERP statistics for this week. And there are 155 ASX resource stocks that traded this week that use an ERP software solution. And that's up slightly from 154 last week. The positive gain is increased to 4.55% average positive gain this week. And that's up from a positive average gain of 2.15% last week. Volume is up significantly to just over 3 billion, and that's up from 2.2 billion last week. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for this week, there's only one using an ERP software solution. And let's reflect on the top 20 ERP best performing ASX resource stocks for this week. Their average spend on staff admin for the last 12 months is a low 38.78%, and that's down from 43.62% average last week. So that's a step in a great direction, which effectively means any of the companies using ERP in the ASX resource sector effectively are spending just over 60% on projects. So remember, listeners, the general average on staff admin percentage of the top 20 for this week was 60.21%. With the top 20 ERP, the average spend on staff admin was 38.78. So that's more than 20% difference spent on staff admin. It's a huge difference. All right, that concludes our weekly podcast, but we'll... Before we do conclude it, we'll complete it with the overview, the best performing ASX resource stocks for this week, which was Segalio Energy Limited, ASX code SAN, and we'll start with their projects. They have a number of projects in Krazet in Asia, predominantly in oil and gas, and that includes a... and advanced projects in pre-development. Let's look at the project spend over the last 12 months, and have spent $317,000 on projects and $164,000 on staff admin. That equates to money available over the last 12 months, only 34.10% spent on staff admin, leaving a high over 65% spent on projects. As far as money in the bank, they have $350,000 in the bank, and that's excluding any current or up-and-coming capital raise. Their market cap currently sits at just over $17 million as of close of trade today. And looking at their total shares on issue, they have just over 204 million shares on issue. Their share price performance, it started the year at 0.02 of a cent, and it's now closed at 8.6 cents as of close of trade today. So huge positive gains there, and congrats to all shareholders of SAN. Talking about shareholders, let's look at the top 20 share percentage, and that includes directors as well. and it's a high just over 90% of the top 20 shareholders own over 90% of the company, and that includes directors. So that's a huge top 20 loyal following there. All right, that concludes our MacCorp Daily / Weekly podcast. And thanks again for listening. We hope you've gained some valuable insights. And if there's anything you'd like us to discuss in our podcast, please email steve@maccorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening, and have a great weekend and good evening. Good night.